All right, let's open our Bibles, getting back into the first chapter of Ephesians. And tonight, brothers and sisters, we've come, if you can imagine, to Paul's Holy Spirit-inspired prayer for light. His prayer for light. And maybe nowhere else in the Scriptures is found a more mighty prayer for the full overcomer in Jesus Christ. And as we begin, I really, my heart is encouraged to have us remember who these saints are that he's speaking to. We read there in verse 16, and it told us there in the first chapter that these were ones of noble or notable faith, and these were ones with love for all the saints. Yet even though they have this love that is to all the saints, and even though that they are full of faith, there is still much the more. And let that speak to us, brothers and sisters. I believe sometimes we can get very complacent. I've been here long enough. I believe the Lord has dealt with my heart about enough things, shown me and experienced that God has allowed me to receive in grace. And in that grace, I understand that it's endless, brothers and sisters, in the readying for the full overcomers in Jesus Christ. He is readying us until the moment we see Him face to face. I saw it in dear Sister Wilson. By the grace of God, I was pretty little, but I could see it in Sister Burge. There was something going on, and the Lord even quickened a little man to see something there. And praise be to God, I saw it in Brother and Sister Geese. I could see it in Brother Ron. I could see it in Brother Hill. And especially in that vessel of 94 years, and how it was riddled with cancer, and how that body was hurting and in pain. And yet one of the last times I saw him, he said, "Son, do you think he could come today?" Let's go. Let's go. We've had such sufficient witness over the years, brothers and sisters. We are so without excuse. And in that, let's go ahead and pick it up from the 15th verse of the first chapter. "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory," I love that, "may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of His calling." See, no guesswork here. Not maybe. "That ye may know," absolute, "what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead, and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in the world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all." Now, brothers and sisters, I really pray that we take this in tonight. And right there in the 17th verse, "the God of our Lord Jesus Christ." Does the reverence just ooze out in that statement? Can you imagine? This is the I am to His Father. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, that alone encourages me, and I hope it does you too, to I want complete submission in my life. How Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, submitted to His Father in everything. Lowly, thy will be done. May God help us to have a life like that. I love to hear the words spoken of my wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then the Father of glory. Isn't that wonderful? How that thrills my heart. The Father of glory may give unto you and give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. It's not going to happen from here. It's not going to be how many times I read this. No, no. It's got to be the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The Word of God tells us it's not by might or by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. It must be spiritually discerned. Praise the Lord. Met a lot of people in my travel, and I met a lot of sweet Christian folks, a lot of studied folks. And I'm always thankful to the Lord that no matter how many years in seminary and how many years in these things that they've had, after speaking, and I give all glory to God, where did you learn that? Brush College. I went to Brush College. I had one guy ask me where it was. So I got to give him the punchline. In the sticks. I'm so thankful to the Lord. It could have been anybody. But praise God, He saw me. Aren't you thankful? Hallelujah. Now, as we get to this, don't forget what He's referring about here. Remember the 14th verse? As we read and rejoiced that that Holy Spirit there, read that 14th verse with me. The Holy Spirit of promise, that's coming down to it there in the 13th, which is the earnest of our inheritance. And remember, we read about that Holy Spirit, that seal, that promise, the earnest. It's speaking there of an engagement ring in the Greek. We understand that that's what that means. The engagement ring of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. It's going to glorify God. And remember this, this Holy Spirit is the engagement ring of our inheritance to Jesus Christ. This is it, brothers and sisters. This is the gift of gifts, the knowledge of Him. 2 Peter 3:18 says it so clearly. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:10 tells us, but the Spirit, or by my Spirit, yea, the deep things of God. And I rejoice in the deep things of God. And you know what I'm finding out about God? It's all deep. But praise Lord, how He leads us into the depths of His Word. And it is endless. I told you the other day, praise the Lord, that one Sunday not too long ago, I said, Lord, You took me somewhere where I never had been. I couldn't really explain it. The only thing I could tell you, there's so much more. But see, you already knew that. But you know, He has to show it to us every once in a while too. And how wonderful to God that it is that. It is that wonderful, everlasting. And it's going to be the exceeding riches of His grace in the ages to come. And I always remember a brother a long time back. And he told to me, and he'd say it a few different times to me. He said, you know, son, the greatest gift is knowledge. The greatest gift is knowledge. And I just sit there and I go, oh my goodness, I never really get this. But then the Lord started shedding the love of God abroad in my heart. And then the Lord started shedding the love knowledge across my heart. And praise be to God, I started to understand what He was getting at there is the wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of Him. The knowledge of the engagement ring, brothers and sisters. The knowledge of the crown which He has given. Amen? And to hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Praise God. That is that engagement that He's speaking of. And then comes the prayer of light here. In verse 18, that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that ye may know. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened that ye may know. We understand the Word of God tells us, without a vision the people perish. That's how come so many come to the Lord. And it's wonderful that so many come to the Lord. But then that's it. It came, it went, came, it went. Why? Because without a vision the people perish. And the only way you're ever going to get a vision of this, the only way that the eyes of your understanding are ever going to be enlightened in this, is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. And that comes but one way. It comes through the Word. And I'm so grateful to God that we've been in a place for all these years. Brother Hill always pointed us to the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. It's all there. You need nothing else. Glean from it. Grow in it. Glory in it. Rejoice in it. It's yours. And that's where it is. And no sensation, no temporal happiness, no temporal feeling is ever going to give us this longevity, if you want to call it that. But this lasting. But it's not just longevity and lasting. It becomes a passion. I was visiting with a sweet couple in the office, and they're thinking about getting married. And it's so exciting. And I'm so thankful to the Lord when I do see ones getting together that truly love the Lord first. And all I can always say to them is, by the grace of God, if that will continue in your marriage, if the Lord tarry, you haven't seen anything yet. And that's the truth. You think you love one another now? Just wait. Here's the peach. You see how many peaches there are in life? It's in everything, isn't it? You want to enjoy your work? Taste the peach. Understand why you're there. This is the day the Lord hath made. I'm doing this today, Lord. Let me do it heartily unto you. Nothing felt better than digging that ditch that day. Come on. It will grow old if God does not get the glory. Yeah. The story will grow old. We'll become complacent with things, brothers and sisters. This is the glorying, crown glory that we're rejoicing in here. But this prayer for light is in three part that we'll address tonight. And you think of that number three, the fullness of the Godhead, the Trinity. I love that. And it's working in us to grow us up into all things in Christ. And this really brings home, as we get into this, the perfect and complete will of God, truly to be filled with all the fullness of God. He wants it all. He wants it all in us to grow up. It's already there. He said, I've blessed you with everything. I am completely all in. Now, how much are we going to let take hold? How much are we going to let grow? How much are we going to let just completely grow that fruit? Just like we're rejoicing on Sunday morning. Praise God. And part one, here we are. That ye may know. And lest we ever forget this word know. This isn't just something you know about. This isn't something that you just know of. This know is the most intimate know that there is in the Word of God. This is the knowledge between a husband and a wife knowledge. This is how Christ Jesus has invited us to know Him. See, He knows us. But He wants us to know Him in this intimacy. And let me tell you something, and that doesn't even scratch the surface. That's just what we can understand. This is by my Spirit, saith the Lord, getting to know Him. That ye may know, part one, the hope of His calling. That's the very will of God, isn't it? We read about it already. My good pleasure. Us in Christ. And I love God. Praise the Lord. And I love how simple and how direct He is. I think how people try to complicate the Word of God. They sit there and they get around their round table and, well, you go take this part and I'll go take this part. And have you ever thought of this and you ever thought of that? Well, let me tell you something. If it's not going to be the Spirit that discerns this, the enemy will take you anywhere you want to go. He's got a thought for you that you haven't even imagined yet. And maybe you did, and He'll go ahead and grow that if you don't want to take this spiritually discerned. Well, how do you know? By my Spirit, saith the Lord. How's that? That's how anybody's going to know this. by the Holy Spirit, you are introduced to Christ Jesus to take Him as Savior. Yeah. He's here to fulfill my work, to magnify my Son, to take the things of Christ and to make them mine. Oh, Jesus, praise be to God. But see, brothers and sisters, here it is. It's simple and it's direct, yet Christianity as a whole is missed the mark on this because His calling seems to be about anything that's right in your own eyes. It's become, maybe more appropriately said, what makes you feel right or makes your flesh feel right. When God has mapped out for us, brothers and sisters, His perfect and complete will for all of us, and it's so clearly defined in the blood of His Son. Amen. And lest we ever leave the blood, my goodness. That precious cherubim, eyes affixed on the blood on the mercy seat. It is that simple. And it is not archaic. It could never grow old. It's the most precious thing to God. It's what brought us to God. It made the atonement. Nothing else did. It was the very blood of Jesus Christ. Rejoice in it. Be thankful. Brothers and sisters, I'm looking at the few tonight. I don't want to be that many. Even in His glorious body, it's but a rib portion. But a rib portion that's going to win Him. Amen. Be thankful for it. Don't be ashamed. Don't be embarrassed. Don't grow weary. I hear this many times, and you know, I even heard it recently from one of my sons. Oh, Dad. See, they're starting to realize they've been set apart. Do you know that you've been set apart? Sanctified. Sanctified. And if you'll go that way, it's the most precious way. But set apart is exactly what it says it is. You're set apart to God. To God. And he was saying to me, he said, well, Dad, you know, I meet some Christian girls. You know, it always goes back to that. How many of you think might go this way, Dad? Well, I like that thought. I just said, you know, son, be patient. Because if the Lord tarry in the one He brings you, way beyond anything you could imagine. That's the only thing I could all tell each and every one that might be thinking of a special someone someday, now, whatever it may be. Be patient. Wait on the Lord. Wait on Him. He knows what you need. And He knows who you need. And who you need is Him. And it's true. I don't just say that flippantly. I know that we long sometime for companionship. My goodness. I tell people all the time, well, my wife's gone. I better not say that. She'll think, well, you just said that when I was gone. But actually, I say that, you know, I got to stop. Ooh. You know, the Lord really, He just saves you. That was a save. All right, we're going to get back into the study here. Here we go. So, Lord, help me. So the word calling, let's go to the word calling. All right, it's precious. And He's called you. Hallelujah. And this word calling, it means invitation. And it's the same word that you find in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. And Paul says there, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Said there two times, vocation and calling. High calling, brothers and sisters, the highest of height. It's the same thing that goes on in Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now let the Spirit just encourage and thrill our heart. You understand, Paul is speaking to saints in Ephesus. Not just saved saints, not just filled saints. Saints that are full of the Holy Ghost, full of the love of God, and full of faith. And he's still saying to them, press on. Press on. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus to the church in Philadelphia. Come on, think of this. And turn over with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11. And we'll read that together. What a verse. And these precious saints. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling. The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Do you pray for me for that? I hope you do. I pray for you for this. This word count means to judge. You know, as a child of God, we ain't talking sin here. Because that doesn't exist with you. Do you know that? He who is born of God doth not commit sin. Know it. He's judging you for reward. He's praying, and he had saints praying for us way back when. For the body, us in Christ. That we would be counted worthy of this calling. This is why we're here, to rejoice in this calling, brothers and sisters. To know this, to know Him. Shoot, these guys were already saved. This is the much the more calling. And it goes on in 2 Thessalonians to say, and fulfill all the good pleasure of His goodness. Do you remember verse 5 in our study, or has it been too long ago? What did He say there? The good pleasure of His will. Amen. Amen. This is it. This is it. And the work of faith with power. Now we're going to come upon this and upon this and upon this all the time. Faith with power. This is Holy Ghost faith. This is Holy Ghost believing faith, brothers and sisters. And it is vital. These are the ones that reside full of the Holy Ghost to believing this message, to having the Holy Ghost come in and be that one that takes the things of Christ and makes them ours. He causes us to embrace this message. He is the Eliezer that came to the Rebekah and said, let me tell you about my master. Now, if she would have listened to her family, sweet people, she would have never gone with him. If she would have taken the family's desire, sweet people, she would have delayed and missed the calling from Him. Brothers and sisters, this Holy Spirit is the one that's wooing us today, right now. He's the one that's got the engagement ring message. And He's putting it upon our finger. And that's the crown which we are to hold fast, which thou hast. You have this. You have this message. Do you realize that? Praise be to God you have this message. And praise the Lord that you have a crown. Know it. Know who you are in Christ. You're not a defeated nothing. Sure, you're a child of the King, and that's wonderful. And praise God you're the apple of His eye. But you're highly favored. Highly. And He has called you with this calling. And I thank God for this. And it's exciting. This is what stirs my heart and gives me this fervency. Praise God to preach this word. But listen to it. Listen to it. The height of the invitation. We're not just invited to the wedding as a guest. We're not only coming. We're not only, I should say, coming to this wedding as family or part of the wedding party. Praise be to God, this is the invitation of His nail-pierced hand in marriage. Behold the Lamb's wife. The marriage of the Lamb is come. I love it. And I pray by grace we're in tune with this calling. You know, there's going to be a special calling one day. It's called the voice of the archangel calling. Yep. I want to hear that calling. The trump of God. And in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, it's going to be face to face with her bridegroom. Hallelujah. The calling moment. And this is God's hope, no less, brothers and sisters. Before we leave this, this is the hope of His calling. This is the very provision that He laid out for us in Christ before the foundation of the world. That we would win His Son. That we would win Him. That we would be the true worshipers who worship Him in spirit and in truth. The high calling. The vocation. The fully purposed ones. That's who we're reading of the Ephesians. The fully purposed instruments. Are we playing in perfect harmony tonight? Huh? Oh, praise the Lord. Till we all come, the unity of the Spirit. Vessels that will make up the body within the body. That will be His bride. Now let's go on to part two. That ye may know what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Listen to that. That ye may know the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Our God is rich. I mean, He's rich. Rich. He's so rich that He is in need of nothing except a bride for His Son. Now listen to this. God's greatest treasure, His most valued item, is us. Listen to these words. His inheritance, brothers and sisters, is in us. And us in Christ. And this is the beauty of it all, is that Christ Jesus' bride. And please listen to this. And I pray it quickens or it maybe provokes something here. And I pray it'll be provoking you to love. But Christ Jesus' bride will be His equal. Oh yes, she will. She will be His equal. What I mean by that is the glory will be bestowed in her as it is in Him. The very glory of God, brothers and sisters. He said, I will make known to all that I have loved thee. I will have them to come down and to bow down and worship before thy feet. He is going to share. What do you think glorified together with me means? Huh? What do you think ruling and reigning jointly with me means? This isn't just some figurehead lady. This isn't someone just to be, as they say, eye candy on my arm. Pay attention. I'm in love with you. We are one. I prefer you before even myself. You've ravished my heart. Listen to the Word of God. It's all yours. And don't ask me why, don't ask me how. Because you already know the answer. Grace. I pray this doesn't offend you. I pray, yeah, it may startle you. That's okay. It's a beginning. But know what He's put in us, in Christ. Know it. I could understand Paul night and day. It's endless, but the message is simple. Christ Jesus is going to have a bride. And she's going to be like Him. And she's going to grow up into Him in all things. And she too is going to be perfect and complete in all the will of God. Don't look at me, you'll never see it. But if you see Christ in me, you can't miss it. Do you see the difference? God bring that together? Christ in me is the hope of glory. It's not me and my works are the hope of glory. It's not me and how nice I could be or how hospitable I could be. Now, by the grace of God, I hope to be hospitable. By the grace of God, I want to be kind. I've seen nice stumble many a people. I've seen nice leave many a life shipwreck. Let me tell you something. God's hand is a firm hand of love. Because it stands and it withstands. And having done all, stand. Amen? Yeah. See, that's what it is. Tell me the old story. Yes. God help us never to depart. See, they don't even bother with this maybe anymore. I don't know. Oh, they've gone that way. Nobody cares about it. Oh, yes, there are. Because he's still tarrying. That's how I know. The moment he appears, and it's done. Yep. Okay. We'll start leading toward the time shall be no more. That'll be a time to get ready to be the bride shall be no more. But then there'll even be a time to even accept him as Savior shall be no more at that time too. Another time. But all right. Let's keep going. And then you think of it here. The measure of Christ in us, brothers and sisters. Listen to this. The measure of Christ in us is the measure of God's inheritance in us. Did you know that? How much Christ in you are you going to allow? How about all of him? All of him. Come on, Lord. Every bit of my life. And you know, as you go with God, it's so true. It gets better and better. But even by the grace of God, as almost all on the altar is laid, that 1% aches like nothing else. And it does. Because I know. Because he deals with me about those parts all the time. Those thorns. Praise God. Yeah, I need to keep giving it over to you, Lord. Brother, if I remove that from you, you'd be magnified. Huh? But Lord, I've sought you 3,000 times. Huh? I've laid prostrate on this altar and cried all night. And I love it just like that brother says to me. God says, but I love you more. But I love you more. And we're going to leave that right there. We're going to leave that right there. And you're going to watch me be magnified in it. That's what's so amazing about this life. Praise God. Praise God. All right, so we get the picture here, I think. That's why he's seeking for us to be filled with all the fullness of God. See, he desires that all men be saved and come to a full, complete, exact knowledge of the truth. He does. Nothing short of it. He said all men, all mankind. This is his desire. He sent his son upon the cross to die for the sins of man. All of them. This is why he desires perfect and complete, mature and ready. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Praise God. David said, all glorious within. Do you see that it's the perfect match? See, we started out tonight, the Father of glory. And then I always got to jump over to Revelation. The bride adorned, coming down from heaven, having the glory of God. She's got him. He's in her. She's glorious and all glorious within. How he puts it together, praise God. You almost can't contain it, can you? It is a perfect match. All right. And part three of this prayer. That ye may know what is the exceeding. I love how this is. Because you can't get the words to explain it. I just want you to know that. They use the word exceeding here, but the word means super exceeding. super completely beyond exceeding. And then we could get kind of silly and beyond that. But it's not silly. It is beyond that. It is so beyond that, it's not even close. But that's what this is mean. It's super, super, super exceeding greatness of His power to usward. And I love, again, how He emphasizes, brothers and sisters, this is the importance of the body to usward. Christ in us, never me or you here. It's in us, in Christ, the glorious bridal body. And that has to be seen. That has to be treasured. Shoot, He was talking about it way back in the psalm that we would dwell together. David was talking about things he wanted to look into too. I'm confident of it. He was delirious too. Daniel had a heart like that. Praise God. But he said, you know what? That's enough. That's enough. And praise be to God, we live in a time, oh Lord, I can't get enough. You're showing me everything and You're showing me so much more and more and more and more. My goodness. To usward who believe. And you notice He didn't just leave it there, did He? He didn't just say to you that believe. He said, no, to you that believe according. And this word according means complete and absolute agreement. To the working of His mighty power. And see how we've come back to the mighty power again? You see how the mighty power is nothing short again of Holy Ghost believing. It's Holy Ghost faith. Amen. It's the love of God shed abroad on our heart faith. It's complete. It's absolute. It's in agreement with the love of God. It knows that He loves you. There's absolutely no doubt. Lord, I know that every movement of You, every movement of You is for my good. That You truly are doing that, it will perfect me. God, these thorns, the highs, the lows, the abounding, the rebuking, whatever it may be, I know, praise God, You're perfecting it in me. How wonderful. But this is what this is. Holy Ghost faith. Jude chapter 1 verse 20. It says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. And what's the most holy faith? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Keeping yourselves in the love of God. Now if that isn't the love of God shed abroad my heart, I don't know what is. And I'm so thankful to the Lord. These are the books we just studied. These are the verses that God just treasured to us. And it's not by coincidence, brothers and sisters. This is the mighty power. This is the dynamite power. This is the Holy Ghost inspired power that is full of faith. And it is called mighty power. And it's the same power that we read about in verse 20 of our text that raised and seated Jesus Christ at the right hand of the Father. That's the believing power that He has given to us. That's part of all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ that we already have, and He gave to us as a provision, us in Christ, from the foundation of the world. God help me to ever say I can't. You know what I'm saying? Not because I can, but because He did. He did. And in He did, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, I love Him. Oh, I love Him. Hallelujah. And by grace, brothers and sisters, it's the same power that placed Him there that places us there. And not someday. Do you know that you're seated together with Him in the heavens in Christ right now? Do you know that that same power, you've died and been raised together with Him? Hallelujah. And seated in the heavens. Now are we the sons of God. Amen. And praise God, this working power further will place in us as to what we're going to believe. Hebrews 6:18, I appreciate Brother Copley bringing this out. It says, lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Did you hear that? Lay hold of the hope that is set before you. The kids, well, we even had a little bit. They call it a layup. Oh, that's a layup. This is really what this all this layup stuff came from. He set it before you. Now lay hold of it. It's right there. It's right there. Isn't it? Praise God. The only reason we're not laying hold is because we might turn from it. But praise God, it's always right there. See, He never leaves us nor forsakes us, does He? Never. He always is faithful. In my unfaithfulness, He abides faithful. I cannot be separated from His love. It doesn't matter what I do, what I think, where I go. I can never be separated from the love of God. I'm His child. And there's nothing more that He wants. This is God's good pleasure. I'm already seated together with Him in the heavens in Christ. That's done. The roll called up yonder, I'm there. But we're talking about a calling. And praise God, that's Paul's entire ministry, is the crowning glory calling. Do you see the simplicity in Christ? We know this, but it is absolutely so evident. You have to turn from it to not want it. You have to turn from it to not see it. Because this hope has been set before us. Oh, but brother, I'm having such a hard time. It's set before you. It's right there. And He tells me that the eyes of my understanding will be enlightened by the Spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of Him. Amen? God's not a liar. And this is what He wants for us. And praise be to God, if He wants it, it's there. All the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ are ours. All of them. Not one is missing. See, His fullness is complete, isn't it? It's exact. He didn't come with us in a piecemeal kind of deal, trying to fake you out here and snag you over there. You talk about wearing a heart out on a sleeve. You talk about a lover of lovers. He says, here it is. It's all there. Take it. And that is the question. How much are we going to take? How much of you has to still be in it? Because every bit of you that you're going to still require to be in it, that's how much you're not going to take. And that's the truth. You want a full measure? You want a complete stature of Him in your life? All of me's got to go. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, I love you. But I don't care what you like and don't like. I don't. I want to love Christ with you. I want to fall in love with the things that He loves with you. I want to walk in the will of God that He wants for us with you. That's the harmony. That's the unity of the Spirit. Huh? He's perfect. He's absolutely perfect. And He's being perfected in us. He's growing us up. And oftentimes, brothers and sisters, we look for a meeting. It's got to be perfect. Did you know that? If I get upset in there one time, somebody did something wrong to me, I'm confident that couldn't have been the will of God. There must be heresies among. Now, does that mean I'm supposed to sit in my pew and say, okay, where's the heresy? What does a heresy look like? They have horns or ears? When that starts happening, just look right in the mirror. Here became the heresy. Okay? He's so perfect. He's so wonderful. He takes the love of God and He sheds it abroad in my heart. I look out at you and I'm thinking, I just want to see you win. If we were in a dirt parking lot having this meeting, by the grace of God, I know I'd praise Him just the same. How about you? How about if we had to go in hiding and have this meeting and go out in the woods like I heard about those in China and Russia? But the glory of God could come stirring around like this. Would it be worth it? I believe so. Don't get too comfortable in this cushy life. Don't get thinking your life is so important that I can't spend time to dwell in the things of God. Oh yeah, look at that. It's 8:15. See, I already told you the time, huh? I mean, that guy's kept us here for 45 minutes. I can't imagine that. How long did you sit at work today, huh? I pray it was edifying to your heart and to your soul. I really do. God, I'm confident had you there today. How much more profitable is this? You tired? Praise the Lord. Having a hard time maybe even staying in it? Praise God. By my Spirit. It's not by my effort. See, that becomes my might again, doesn't it? Huh? Come on. Let's just be real. I've been there. I've done that, brothers and sisters. Well, Lord, I'm sitting down here again today, and boy, this is the 15th time I've been through here. Woo! Maybe I'll even show you something today, Lord, huh? I mean it. If it isn't approached every day, Lord, what do you have for me today? I know nothing. But you, Jesus, and you're crucified. And now by your Spirit, you're going to show me, yea, the deep things of God, because it's your Father's will. And I pray every hair on your body standing up too. This is the real thing. And God help us to tend upon it without distraction. Oh my. We'll wrap it up, verses 21 through 23. Now what does it tell you there? If He be for me, who could be against me? Yep. I pray you walk around like that 24/7. It ain't no chip upon your shoulder. It's just that because He's set before you and He's set behind you. You're sitting in His hand and you're in His Father's hand. And no one's greater than my Father. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus, there's nobody greater than you, but it doesn't matter. Listen to me. Nobody's greater than my Father. You see that submission all the time. God, give that to us. He has got it under control. There are no powers that be but by Him. That's Romans 13:1. Come on, really. Don't get upset about stuff. Don't think somebody has control of you that controls your destiny in any way. He holds the hearts of the kings. Do you understand that? They cannot do but that what not He allows. See? Now, does that put it in its place? So many people get worried about, well, this leader over in this country or who the president of our United States is. You know what God said? He said, just pray for those in power. And you know what you pray for them? That the Lord would be real in their life. That's all you could pray for. But I know God is going to set up whom He will, and He's going to remove who He's going to remove. I know He's got just the job, the guy for the job, or the lady for the job, that's going to lead us out, or the one that's going to shackle us up. There's Pharaoh's too. Amen. He hardened the heart of Pharaoh. Did he not? Yes, he did. Okay? And I'm confident Pharaoh wasn't going in there and praying to his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But God dealt with that, didn't he? Do you see? That Pharaoh was controlled by the enemy. But God said, oh, but I've even prepared the wicked for the day of evil. Oh, I just love Him. I love Him. That's how much He's got it under control. It's all under His feet. But more importantly, He's head over the church. And even more importantly, He's the head of the body that's within the body of the church. And I pray we see this. See, there's a church within the church. There's a body within a body. There is a holy of holies within a tabernacle. Uh-oh. Where's he going? Just where the Spirit leads. There's those that come forth unto God without the camp. Yeah. This is what it is. And this is bringing us into the headship of the husband and wife. And I will wrap it up here, brothers and sisters. This opens the door to Ephesians 5:27. In Ephesians 5:27, it talks about the glorious church. The bride adorned church. And it says she has neither spot nor wrinkle. And I love the word wrinkle. Because all it really means is uneven. She's not uneven. She's perfect. She's symmetrical in every way. She's absolutely balanced. Tempered. Oh, couldn't be more perfect. She's so perfect that she ravished the heart of the king. She just came out there and stood before him. She took all of the preparation from the ones that would ready her. She took all of the oil and all of those spices. That little orphan girl that didn't deserve a thing. Amen. And she stood out there. Because she took heed. Listened to everything. Go and cover his feet and lie there. Huh? Sister, you want to grow? Just go sit in that pew and listen. You see how that is? Those weren't just harsh words. Those weren't words from a pastor that thought he was something. Those weren't words from a man who was prideful. Words from a man who was bold in the Lord. Faith sometimes can appear pretty bold, and it should. Because it's in one place. It's in the Word of God. And that faith became so bold in her that He presents her to Himself. I got to stop. I pray it's encouraged you. Encourage you on, encourage me on. What a Lord we have. Let's stand and be dismissed.